You can remove out of the way many useless things among those which disturb you, for they lie entirely in your opinion, and you will then gain for yourself ample space by comprehending the whole universe in your mind, and by contemplating the eternity of time, and observing the rapid change of every several thing. How short is the time from birth to dissolution, and the illimitable time before birth, as well as the equally boundless time after dissolution. All that you see will quickly perish, and those who have been spectators of its dissolution will very soon perish too, and he who dies at the extremest old age will be brought into the same condition with him who died prematurely. What are these men's leading principles, and about what kind of things are they busy, and for what kind of reasons do they love and honour? Imagine that you see their poor souls laid bare. When they think that they do harm by their blame or good by their praise, what an idea! Loss is nothing else than change. But the universal nature delights in change, and in obedience to her all things are now done well, and from eternity have been done in like form, and will be such to time without end. What then do you say? That all things have been and all things always will be bad, and that no power has ever been found in so many gods to rectify these things, but the world has been condemned to be found in never-ceasing evil. The rottenness of the matter which is the foundation of everything, water, dust, bones, filth, or again marble rocks are just the callosities of the earth, and gold and silver the sediments, and garments only bits of hair, and purple dye blood, and everything else is of the same kind, and that which is of the nature of breath is also another thing of the same kind, changing from this to that. Enough of this wretched life and murmuring and apish tricks. Why are you disturbed? What is there new in this? What unsettles you? Is it the form of the thing? Look at it. Or is it the matter? Look at it. But besides these, there is nothing. In the name of the gods, I beseech you to consider it all more simply and with more goodness. It is the same whether we examine these things for 100 years or 3. If any man has done wrong, the harm is his own, but perhaps he has not done wrong. Either all things proceed from one intelligent source and come together as in one body, and the part ought not to find fault with what is done for the benefit of the whole, or there are only atoms, and nothing else than mixture and dispersion. Why, then, are you disturbed? Say to your reason, the ruling faculty, are you dead? Are you corrupted? Are you playing the hypocrite? Are you become a beast? Do you herd and feed with the rest? Either the gods have no power, or they have power. If they have no power, why do you pray to them? But if they have power, why do you not pray for them to give you the faculty of not fearing any of the things which you fear, or of not desiring any of the things which you desire, or not being pained at anything, rather than pray that any of these things should not happen or happen? For certainly, if they can cooperate with men, they can cooperate for these purposes.